You better watch out. You better take care. I'm telling you, folks, be aware. 911 is coming to town. It's taking all the buildings. They're falling over everywhere. There are no planes involved, apparently.
Hey, buddy.
We got Rollo. Rollo, I'm talking to
Rollo. How are you?
9/11. Happy 9/11, Rollo.
Yeah, happy 9/11 to you. I've got, in my background, I've still got Kamala Harris and it's so crazy today. Let me just turn her off. I thought it was hilarious myself. Let me just go on.
Can I just tell it? Can I roll it? Honestly,
yep.
I'm in a 20.
Okay.
So a house worth $40 million built. It's not finished.
And that this beautiful, is where the that beautiful vista that you've
got my little camp stretcher, and I'm staying the night.
What about my one little $1.5 million house?
Well, you'd be able to buy the letterbox here with that, probably. the letterbox is probably about 1.5.
Yeah. So when you pull that cover, up, what did you think?
What cover?
Was there beautiful, those beautiful hardwood floors?
Are they hardwood floors? I don't know about that. They look like the pine might be just pine. I'm not sure.
Oh, okay. Well, they were built. That house was built in 1975, 77.
Yep.
Yeah. But you're doing a great job.
Oh, yeah. Very good job.
What did you think of Chrissy with that lovely, she's over in WA and she's like that beautiful. Oh, is she? I just wish I was over there with her. No swimming, no sharks. that's the whole Western Australia coastline.
I want to know the wave rock, whether it's like a solid wave that's frozen in time out of stone. How the hell did that get created?
Oh, yeah, that where she's it's massive,
called wave rock.
Isn't it?
It's called wave rock. Australia's got some most incredible weird.
Try and explain that in words.
Well, Dave J would say they made it 40 years ago with the bricklayers. I don't think so. He seemed to think there was the man had made devil's marbles. I don't think so. I don't know who made them, but they were pretty clever.
God
made them.
Yeah.
Gord.
Yeah, well, there we go. Well, we don't mind saying that God is looking over us. Because he does, I think. I can't believe I'm still alive. There are so many people that I think are better. Yes, that are better than me. But have just left the building.
Rollo, what are you drinking tonight?
I am drinking. Let me just. Here we go.
I'm drinking red wine.
Yeah, I'm drinking white wine. It's the DeBortley. Yeah, DeBortley.
Hey, not bad.
It's my best Goonbag. Friend. Goonbag. My best friend. He actually met him just before he died.
Yeah,
Mr. DeBortley. Yeah, the guy started the company. Yeah. So my absolute best friend. You wouldn't.
You told me about him.
Yeah. His name's Tony. He makes sure that he makes only the best wine.
Yeah, I'll buy Goonbag. I bought a I'll tell you actually. I think I bought DeBortley too. Goonbag.
Yeah, that's it. Goonbag.
But it says, when I say goon, but my,
it's,
I mean,
it sounds bad, doesn't it? It sounds like you're a wino or something.
Oh, yeah, I did. It's called Devoutly Premium Reserve Merlot.
That's it. Yeah.
That my, cost me.
That's my best friend. My best friend runs that company.
Does he now? Can he get me? Can he get us a cheap goon bag?
He can get you a goddamn
big goon bag.
I'm telling you, for nothing. One of the funniest stories, right? If funnest is funniest. Funniest fun stories, around. Right? Fun here you go. Is fun when the goddamn one of the a whole thing where a valve broke on one of these massive fucking how much water or wine one of these things, and they had to get it over. They lost 30,000 liters. And they had all three of them. They had to,
that would have been enough. 30,000
like pressure to get over this and to get a fresh and then snap it.
30,000 liters of red wine would keep us in red wine for the rest of our lives.
Of our lives. Yeah, I know. They were pissed off. But it only took, 10% off the year profits.
Anyway, Rollo, on it's 9/11 tonight in Australia, right?
Did planes hit the towers? Do you know that Dick Cheney is actually supporting Kamala Harris?
Really?
Yeah, he's still alive, Dick Cheney. Mr. Halliburton is. Are we being recorded? I hope
yes,
so.
Yes,
we are. Hey, Mr. Dick Cheney, you're supporting. Yeah, the cackle. Look, he made a fool out of. She didn't know what to do. She couldn't. She doesn't have anything in her arsenal.
Well, she probably.
And I thought he went easy on her. They just went. The ABC guys just went easy on it. And
Rollo, what do you think? What are you going to do if he doesn't win this election?
Well, it'd be very surprising if it does. The whole America doesn't go, red.
Well, from what I'm picking up on, there's a lot of controlled demolition of the right wing. Podcasts of the truthers and we're all arguing with each other and going into controlled demolition at the moment.
Okay.
And it could be that they don't win, that Donald Trump doesn't win. Because they've taken his color away. They removed his orange color. He's not Orange Man anymore. He's got white hair, H-I-R.
Well, because of the... Because he had a little scare with the ear tickle with the
what a joke! Please, I looked at that shooting in brackets. Yeah. Sorry, quotation marks, and I went.
I'll tell you a funny story. Elon Musk, that guy Elon Musk. I got kicked off.
The Bond villain.
The Bond villain, yeah. Well, I got kicked off of X. It's called X now. It's not Twitter. Yeah, but I got kicked. Yeah, you know what I said? I said something like the Canadian Prime Minister. I think his name's Castrudeau. I know exactly who he is, and he should be. should be on death row because he works for the WEF. Now have we got hold on. I think it's Klaus Schwab. I think we're Klaus Schwab here. G'day Klaus.
Yeah,
Rolo, Rolo, yeah.
Okay, yeah. G'day, Klaus. How are you?
Rolo, you have to listen to me. I'm so upset, UPZED, because I'm not relevant anymore, Rolo. No one's talking about me. I'm very upset. Why aren't they talking about me? No one's talking about me.
No, you said by 2030, no one will
own anything. No, I said you will own nothing and be happy.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Okay. And eat the bugs, right?
And
but the bugs, if you eat the bugs, apparently.
Rick and Roller.
No matter what you say.
You're listening to Conversation.
Or your preoccupation.
On truthmeets.com.
You can practice every day.
And now, back to the conversation.
The art of conversation.
You're listening to Rick?
Oh, young Sarah. She's... That's
Zera is spirit. I have
so it is.
Zera
is spirit. It is in 9/11. It is. I'm going to pretend to be you. 9/11. What is it about 9/11 that you Klaus, that you, what do you like about 9/11?
Well, Rolo, funny you should say that because you know, Rolo, 3,000 people, innocent people, were killed by this terrorist.
I don't believe you.
I want you.
Someone's doing the sound effect.
I want you to tell said to delete everything I say soon. When I say delete everything, because I'm going to tell you something, Rolo. No planes were involved in that day. Nobody, Rolo, nobody died. Nobody got hit.
Why are you telling me this? Simon Shack already told you.
No, I don't want, but I'm telling you, Rolo, this is a total exclusive, total exclusive. That's with a G, E, G, whatever you spell it like. No one died, nobody got hurt, but I don't want anyone to know this because everyone is to be scared.
I want everyone to be scared.
I want the public, the useless eaters, to be scared and to be so depressed on this day so we can get some more.
No.
Because all these people pretended to die.
No, one died.
Nobody got hurt. I told you this.
All right. There was a guy, and by the way, nobody died, nobody got hurt. We have to do a trademark. There's a lovely guy called
Dave J.
Name, I think it's Dave. Yeah, it was Dave. Yeah. We do like him. Hey, Klaus.
Yeah.
Klaus.
Yes, no,
those two towers that came, how did they come? Did any planes hit those towers?
No, Rolo, I tell you, you need to remove everything I say. No, we filmed the whole thing maybe 10 years before, and then we... what we did, we're very clever, Rolo. Clever. That's CLEFFER. Clever. What we did, we Manhattan? Lower Manhattan. And then the people couldn't get into the building. So it was empty. MD, and then we switched APC and other NBC and CNN on playing a movie.
M-O-O-F-F-Y.
Yeah. And then
what we saw now, look, what we saw was that it's like a tree being turned into sawdust all the way down. And how does that work with steel?
Of course, Rolo, the average imbecile would be able to spot this as a hoax. The average imbecile. But Rolo, you have to understand.
You're an idiot.
There was a guy called Simon Shack. He unfortunately had everything taken away from him.
Yes,
he was called September Clunes.
I just listened to his latest chat. He knows what he's talking about, but no one's allowed to know this. He
no.
ridiculed because he is obviously a Hong.
If you still go to IMDb and you look up September Clues, it's still there, but the movie is like it's been scrubbed from the internet.
Yes, every
why? Because nose in, nose out. Yeah.
Rollo, you're spot on. Spot on.
Yeah.
100%.
But when that plane comes in,
please. I don't want anyone to hear me saying anything, but yeah, he saying well, shit is 100% correct.
Klaus, why did you retire? So why did you retire from the WF?
Rollo, do you know, Rollo, every morning I wake up, I check my piranha, check the piranha. I'll say this again. I accidentally let a whole lot of girl guides that I had pressed on they come to collect the money for girl guides. They were
Bill Gates.
No, girl guides, whatever he calls these people that collect for cookies. People that come down with cookies. Yeah. Anyway, I pressed the button on my piranha pit and a whole lot of them plummeted in there, but I didn't know, Rollo, that so many of them have been vaccinated in my piranha. So at least half my piranha died of...
So sorry. Yes,
I'm so
upset. The
user disease has been vaccinated. And so my piranha ate them and half them died, Rollo.
You know that you can, if you're actually friendly with, if you make friends with the piranhas, they won't eat you. They'll pet you. You can pet piranhas.
You can pet any
animal.
Well, I have a shark tank as well. I have to tell you this.
I have a pet mosquito.
Rollo, what I want to do is look after Rosie for a week because my piranha.
Rosie turned 9 today.
Rollo, happy birthday to
Rosie.
Happy birthday to Rosie. Happy birthday to Rosie. Yeah. Oh, how good that
is. We've got it.
Oh my God.
Happy birthday to Rosie. Oh, it's so beautiful. And honestly, the other.
Anyway, I'm back.
Three weeks ago, do you remember?
I'm sick of Klaus Schwab.
Sorry, Klaus.
He takes my phone and he takes over and then he tells Velocit to remove everything he said. I'm sick of it, Rollo. Honestly, sick of the way that he takes over the control of the show.
Let's talk proper.
So Rosie's 9 years of age, Rollo.
She is like the easiest way to remember is like it's like 2 days before 9/11, and 9/11 is today, and it's one of them. I think it's one of the things that probably brought us all together.
Oh yeah. Well,
if you hadn't
been up that morning early, it was at night time when I watched it back in the day, and I was watching it on TV with my ex, whatever she was,
still friends,
watching it on TV, and was I in tears? Like, Klaus would suggest, no. I was watching going, oh, well, they're getting what they deserved.
Well, it was the same. It was like I went, what the fuck? I didn't know what the Twin Towers were. I was just busy going to work.
This is even more of a miracle, Rollo.
And then afterwards, because I was big into movies and that, And then you look back and you see the Twin Towers all over the place, everywhere.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Yeah. You know, afterwards, after they were destroyed. Yeah. It's just crazy.
Did you not say to yourself, because this is what I did. I was watching it. And I went, it's, I mean, it's the exact same footage as Independence Day when the alien craft comes over and blows those buildings up. And I was watching, and I said, this is Independence Day. I said that. I'm telling you now. I said that out loud.
And the day after, trying to get on an airplane was a nightmare.
Oh my God.
All right.
Everything changed.
It's almost like plexiglass going up everywhere when COVID-19. It was planned. It was like planned out.
And then I said to people, I said, "Where did you get that from?" Like they had plexiglass thing. I said, "Look, this is like,
everywhere."
3 weeks later,
everybody's wearing face masks. It seemed like it was in a month. Like it was like a pre-planned thing.
Pre-planned, 100%.
Yeah, I know.
100%.
What world am I in?
No, we're in La La Land.
It's called what's it called? With Jim Carrey. Jim Carrey is in that world.
That was directed by an Australian.
He just goes, "What are you talking about?" And she's there, you know, his wife.
Oh yeah, no, Jim Carrey.
Peter Weir,
director, really.
Yeah.
Peter Weir from Australia.
Yes.
Wow.
He did. And that's, we have so many.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Where we are. Yeah. It was.
So Peter Weir directed, what's his name? That he tries to escape and they tell him he can't. He's scared of water.
Well. Yeah. We have. Why do you want to have me? When we're down here.
You can't stand me.
Someone's playing. That's not true. Why don't you let me fix you some of this new Mo Coco drink? All natural cocoa beans from the upper slopes of Mount Nicaragua. No artificial sweeteners.
What the hell are you talking about? Who are you talking to?
I've tasted other cocos. This is the best.
What the hell does this have to do with anything? Tell me what's happening!
Well... You're having a nervous breakdown. That's what's happening.
You're part of this, aren't you?
Roman!
Meryl!
You are scaring me!
No. You're scaring me, Meryl. What are you going to do? Dice me? Slice me or peel me? There's so many choices!
No! Do something!
What? What'd you say? Who are you talking to?
Nothing. I didn't say anything. I didn't say anything.
You said do something.
No, I didn't. Talk. I wasn't talking to anybody. No.
Throw me. Talk to me.
I don't know anything. Please stop.
Stay where you are.
Truman?
Well...
Wow. Truman Show. The Truman Show. You cannot watch that enough. That's got so much in it. It's not
so funny. You know what? It would make you paranoid.
Well, exactly. But I listened to a show today about
is John LeBron. John LeBron is fascinated by it.
Truman Show.
I'm fascinated by it. I always sometimes think about that we're
a simulation.
Yeah. But I fell over twice tonight.
I was tracked.
Yeah.
I walked out of this building site and some. Imbecile has dug a
thank you.
No,
every time you say that word, you know who I think of.
No, but someone
Ray Hadley. Are we going?
No, but
give us some Ray Hadley. Give us some Ray Hadley.
No, I don't
saying imbecile.
No,
I do not say racist. I'm telling you what I'm saying, imbecile. I was trying to walk out to go and pick something up from my van, and someone had put over a black plastic sheet over a hole where they were digging for their plumbing. Mm-hmm. I walked straight into it, went straight down it, and am I permanently injured? I'm not sure yet, but I fell down a hole.
Ooh, here comes the bum.
This guy is on fire.
Is he doing Lizzie or is that Ray Hadley? Does Hadley do that or Lizzie?
Laws, possibly. I honestly keep laughing about that guy that's made up that one with John Laws shooting Dale. Whoever did that.
He's so malicious.
Whoever did that, John Laws shoot Dale.
But
you got to watch the thing. It's actually the video where you start seeing the shotgun.
I think it works on audio. Yeah, I
John
think
Laws
so.
Shoots.
John yeah, remember? Shoots remember when Lawsy went knuckles down with Bob Rogers and
Darren Hitz.
Oh, what was it? Darren Hitz? and Rogers didn't have the bloody nous
to record it.
The record button. I know. I was so pissed off about it.
No, but Richard Carlton was holding him back. Mike Carlton.
Richard Carlton. Who's Richard? Yeah.
He was a guy that died just after the Beaconsfield mining. Beaconsfield mining PSYOP.
The 60
minutes. What a joke! Beaconsfield mining PSYOP.
I didn't mind Mike Carlton, but he was the one that said to Bob Hawke, and he really goes, "You are real." You know when?
It was Richard Carlton. When
you piss Hawkey off. Like Hawkey's he's a malicious old mason,
but just remember. Anyway, look, changing the subject, you've still got the original newspapers for 9/11. Did you go out there that day and buy them?
I still got them right here.
You've got to keep them, Rollo. You've got to make sure they kept them perpetuity. Because you see the bullshit.
I knew there was something very, very off with that day. And certainly no plane hitting the towers. There was a young fella. Oh, back in the day, I forget his name, but he was an Australian guy. I think it was
the Aussie guy that broke no planes first.
Yep. There was no planes. Yeah. And it's so obvious that there were no planes. Yeah. It was all done. And then it was Simon Shack that made it so obvious where the nose in, nose out.
And the footage, it was interesting. I've been listening to Light on Conspiracies, Ollie Demigard, Ollie Biscuit Metal, Ollie Biscuit Metal, and he was talking about how they do psychological operations. He says, you'll notice that they'll use clear blue sky. If there's going to be a clear blue sky in the background,
so they can fit old
footage into the new footage. They don't want different clouds or different, because people will pick up on that. So you'll notice that a lot of the psychological operations will either be totally cloudy or just blue skies, and they need to fit in the crisis actors into background with the same cloud formations in the background. Even though they could
put... I've spoken to John Laws about the whole thing many times. I've got 20... He will not talk to me anymore, but... Mm. It is true that those towers, they were meant to come down. I couldn't believe it. I can't believe it now that I was so duped.
How many movies Remember the movie with Heath Ledger and Mel Gibson, The Patriot? And he's wearing.
He's coming out in a brand new movie.
I want to see that.
I'm looking forward to it. Yeah.
Same here. Whoever said that in Rick and Rollo, 10 out of 10, man. I love that.
Yeah.
I was Rizmut Jeff.
Yeah, because now Richard Donner's died. Richard Donner, yeah, he died a few years back. From Lethal Weapon and Superman.
Mm-hmm.
Now, but he taught Mel as well as a director, but yeah. he's still not well loved in Hollywood because he likes to get on the booze and
Rick and Roll. Be tall.
No matter what you say.
You're listening to Conversation.
Or your preoccupation.
On truthmeets.com.
You can practice every day.
And now, back to the conversation.
The art of conversation.
Doing the voices on the railway net. I'm just going to say that right now. Bella said, I'm sick of the people that I listen to on the trains. You can do
the art of... Yeah, the art of conversation. Yeah, where he goes next platform is
Ashfield, Burwood.
Strathfield.
Strathfield.
Not Ashfield.
Ashfield, Burwood.
You know Ashfield because
I know Ashfield.
You've been into Ashfield.
Well, I'll be going there tomorrow night. I'm just going to tell you quietly. That's where I'm going in my car.
Ashfield, you know Ashfield. Ashfield.
Ashika could be playing. I tell you what, Ashika and Kamala Harris could be related. There you go.
You would have nailed her as well. I know. You're a bit of a regret.
Rollo, please.
What?
We're talking.
Your kids are listening. But look, the script.
I'll just say this: I haven't slept with Kamala Harris yet.
Well, I'm sure you would. Look, the script is still underway. It's still underway, and you are still.
We have to talk about it. Now we're going to talk about it. So Rollo is completely convinced that my son, who's about to go to university next year to study movies.
You name him if you want to.
Yeah, we'll call him Errol.
Errol
is going to study. Yeah, he's going to study movie.
All right, but so that's his name.
Errol tonight, yep. Now, mm-hmm. Errol's going to direct Rollo's production of...
It's my script. So, basically,
Guardians of the Galaxy?
Spoilers. It's called Galaxy Quest 2. Just for the moment. That's a placeholder name. Galaxy Quest 2. So we have already cast the lead. You are the lead. We've got Amber Heard, and we've got another woman. The one that I don't like, white women.
Alien. Yeah, Sigourney Weaver.
She's there for sure.
Rollo, I'm not having a love scene with Sigourney Weaver at her age. I have to keep reiterating that. I understand.
Calm down. We're going to de-age. We've got all sorts of things, but it's going to be fun.
Her and me.
No. The whole idea is going to be fun, and it's going to be. Look, spoilers. It's going to be about the whole Sam Rockwell's going to be in it. It's going to be how the yeah Sam, yeah. Sam, so you
Sam,
have to
Sam.
Yeah, yeah, and
I'll act with Sam. No problem.
Yeah,
I'm not
having a love scene, Rollo, I'm not sleeping
with Sigourney Weaver. I'm just going to tell you.
Look, again.
Maybe in 19...
You don't have to worry about that.
Yes. Okay. As long as you're serious there, I'm not sleeping
all
with
her.
I want Amber Heard as my love interest in the movie. And I'm quite happy to play.
Now, get this. You are going to be the bad. You are going to be the bad guy, and Tim Allen is still going to be the good guy. You're the bad guy,
Rollo. I don't want
to
be.
But you seem to be the good guy to start with. But Tim Allen, yeah.
No, whatever you.
It's like 25 years later on Galaxy Quest. Like you are going to be
the bad guy.
Yeah. You'll start out to be the good guy. That's why you get to make love, sweet love Amber to Heard. Amber. Well, you get her a bit. Yeah, in your kiss room. Whatever you want to do. Yeah.
Well, okay.
She's going to turn into Brie Larson.
In front
of your eyes, you're making love to her, when you're making love to Amber Heard, yeah, when you're humming Amber Heard, right? It turns into Brie Larson in front of your eyes, and then you just go, "What the fuck? What's going on here?
Is this your script that you've written for this movie? I'm going to humor you, Rollo, because I know that you're actually quite deadly serious about this. The fact that we haven't got the money, and we probably would need to get Brie Larson, and
don't we have a director at the end in 3 years' time?
My son.
Yeah.
Well, he's king. He said, "Dad, I'll do it if Rollo provides $50 million for the."
I don't know if I've got $50 million. We might have to do. What do you call it? I think. I think there are people that love me.
Let's go back to 9/11 and John.
Okay, 9/11. Yeah, sure.
And John, but you say what made you keep those newspapers
to me
today? You went and bought those newspapers. You've got two or three newspapers from the next day after 9/11. So September.
I do it all the time. It's okay. just to take a look. Yeah.
What made you go and buy them and keep them?
It was like when Donald Trump, gets smacked on the ear with a
bullet.
It was the same deal. It was just that famous day where you just keep the paper for that day. And, I'm sure they're worth $1 million.
They may well be worth some money, actually, to be honest.
But I don't do it for the money.
No.
It's like, why would I talk to you? Is it for the money? No.
Definitely, you're not talking to me for the money.
Comic book. Yeah, you see my house. Again, it's not for the money. It's just for the experience or whatever, and the little bit of experience. That guy Sam, what's his name? Who wrote all those Marvel comic books?
Stan Lee,
yeah. So you just go like, wow, did he do it for the money? He didn't.
Oh, I don't know about that. He may well have done it for the money.
Yeah, well, okay, all right. So there's a new Joker movie coming out.
Yes. Now, let's talk about that. It's coming out in about a month's time.
On October. My birthday, actually.
Your birthday.
Yeah.
What do you think? Are you looking forward to it?
I've already read the script. I've read the script. I know the beginning, middle, and end. I know it.
Well, how did you get the script? Is it online?
Yeah, it's on. Yeah. I know everything. I know everything about it.
So the Joker goes to a mental, he goes to prison.
Yeah. The only, I said to Todd, and
not right.
I said, look.
No, you didn't.
No, I would. Well, if I had the chance, I said to Todd, look, this is what we would have done with the character. Okay. But he wanted to make it a courtroom drama. I would had Lady Gaga and him break him out of Arkham and do something and then but yeah, maybe Batman, but again he gets killed in the end.
Who?
Joker gets killed.
Oh, we got spoiled.
She survives, but yeah, I know. It's awful. Look,
how do you know?
I know because I read it on Reddit. I read the whole script from Go to Work. Well, yeah.
Can I just say this, Riley? I went to see Batman with Robert, the weird looking face. What's his name? Robert, the guy from, that other movie. From,
you tell me.
Oh, Robert Patrick. Is it Robert Patrick? No, that's from Terminator. No, Robert got a really weird looking face and he plays Batman in the new Batman. Okay. Completely, the new reboot of Batman came out about two, three years ago.
Okay.
Have you seen it? It's versus the Riddler. It's Robert Pattinson. Robert Pattinson plays the new Batman.
Oh yeah, I did. That was boring. It was three hours.
Yeah, it was three hours. But no, I thought it was like I actually sat there and I went, that's not bad because I mean I'm forced to go to these movies. Well, I used to be when the kids couldn't go into movies by themselves. But now they can.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought he did a good job. He didn't look anything like Batman. He didn't have any muscles or you know like he wasn't like the other Batman. Who I'm a big fan of. Heath Ledger's Joker, and I'm a big fan of the other.
He's top shelf, and when it comes to the top shelf Batman is Adam West.
No, he was funny, but no, I didn't like
Adam West. Adam West was the best. I mean, yeah, then you had Michael Keaton.
Michael Keaton.
You think, everyone.
The new Beetlejuice movie. That's
yeah, that now, was.
Cinemas. Yeah. Is that part two?
You know what the problem with Beetlejuice is?
What?
What they needed.
Winona
Ryder's in both. No, that was all good. That was all good.
Okay.
What they needed to do. As all they needed to do is just one. They had to skip one. One of them is a goddamn pedophile. So the father like, but they needed to bring. If it was me,
are we talking about Beetlejuice?
If I was doing Beetlejuice, and look, if this is the way I'm looking at, what's it called, Galaxy Quest 2?
Okay, I am.
If I looked at Beetlejuice, I thought it was awesome. There were too many goddamn threads going on. All you had to do was.
Did you see the original Beetlejuice? In
absolutely, yeah, I thought it was 88. Yeah, it was fantastic. Yeah, yeah it was well, just before just... Batman. Before Batman. Yeah.
Yeah. Not, yeah exactly.
Michael Keaton has got this big fucking thing in his fucking head now. He wants to be Michael Douglas. You know that. Yeah. Because his name's Michael Douglas, because the SAG will not give him his name. Screen Actors Guild. Yeah, will not give his name. So he has to be Michael Keaton. Again, he said he looked it up in the fucking phone book.
Who, Michael
Keaton? Yeah, to get his name. His name's Michael Douglas.
In real life, doesn't it? In real life, really?
That's his name. And he wants one more fucking, so that's why we're going to give him a gig in our, what's it called? Our, Galaxy Quest 2,
Look, I'm going to say this out loud. I know this is in your head and it could be an imagination thing, but you never know. My son is doing a degree of filmmaking at Melbourne University.
Yeah. Well, what do you call him again? What's his stage name again?
Errol. I said Errol.
Errol. Errol. Yeah. That's all right. Errol. Oh, Errol.
Errol. I could be anyone. Just to be.
Well, that's you.
Errol Flynn.
Oh, Errol.
Do you know Errol Flynn was from Tasmania?
Mm. Yep. I do know that. Mm. Yep. How many women did he sleep with?
Quite a few.
And why did they write that song, The Australian Crawl?
Well, because Errol Flynn lived the life that everyone would love to live. He could sail boats. He could.
Yeah.
He was an adventurer. He was.
You know, you are older than him when he died, and so am I.
Oh yeah.
He died a little bit younger than us. But he had a monster cock.
Do you know that for a fact? Have you seen it? I think it was just good.
I've read his autobiography. I'm not jealous at all. I'm not jealous of anyone that's saying their oats.
What you would do back in the day, you had real people that were real characters in real life. Mm-hmm. And you're one of them. You are one of them. And I am one of them too. I mean, there's no one like us, guaranteed. Back in the day in Hollywood, there were people that were real adventurers like David Niven, who was in I'll just have to say this. Anyone's interested in World War II strange military groups, Phantom was one of them, and David Niven was a member of Phantom, and they were setting up fake wars everywhere. I have to say that, be told. But Errol Flynn was a genuine guy. He was born in Tasmania. He was an adventurer, and he went around. He was a bullshit artist, and that's what most actors are, bullshit artists. But if you cannot compare Errol Flynn to, say, Brad Pitt, because Errol Flynn was a real ladies' man, and Brad Pitt, not so much a real ladies' man, but he pretends to be a ladies' man. But Errol Flynn was a absolute root rat, it would be the best way to describe it, and died extremely young, but he could sail boats, he could fight, he could do sword fighting scenes. I don't know how, but he knew how to do it. But they were real people back in the old days of Hollywood. Today's version, not so much. You got Tom Cruise, who's really good at pretending to be people, not so good at actually being a real person. There's a there. I think and Michael Keaton, I remember thinking Michael Keaton Batman? Question mark. No, the guy's a skinny, non-specific talent. You know, he was kind of funny, I guess. But that movie was a huge movie, and that was the director that did. What was the movie we were talking about? He did Batman with Michael Keaton. Then he did what we just talked about. Then the Beetlejuice. And he selected Michael Keaton, though, to be his... Sorry, he did Beetlejuice first. Then somehow he got the rights to say, I want Michael Keaton to be Beetlejuice. Am I talking to myself?
No, you are.
I'm not.
No.
Oh, good.
Excellent. It was Tim Burton. And
what was it?
Look, I love hearing you going off.
Talking
on your own little thing. Because you're going to be my star. Yeah, you're going to be a hero in.
No, you said to me just then, though, Rollo, you said I'm going to be the bad guy. I'm not keen on to be the bad guy.
Spoilers.
Rollo, have you?
You're going to be.
Rollo, have you eaten this week?
Me.
Mm.
I ate Michelle Pfeiffer's pussy out. I sucked Michael Keaton's cock. Okay, so are we gonna get
a busted
for that? But yeah, why not? Okay.
Mm.
Yeah, Beetlejuice. Like, look, I love his Rick and Rollo.
Rare.
No matter what your age,
you're listening to another conversation.
Or your affiliation.
On truthmeets.com.
Let yourself engage.
And now, on with the conversation.
In the art of conversation.
Sarah. Yeah, that's
and Bella's.
He's a very lucky man to have a woman like. I feel like I'm like Beetlejuice right now. I just want to text Sarah right now.
Yeah. Can I just tell you though? I didn't think Beetlejuice was any good back in the day. I was around watching.
I did. I did because
you thought it was a good movie.
Yes, I did. I think it's one of the most wonderful films.
When I
went to the theater and I saw Beetlejuice, and then I went to the theater and I saw Batman. I thought Batman was a disappointment. I really did.
Do you really think?
I think my kid was miscast. I thought it was miscast. I would have, if it was me back in 1989, I would have cast
me.
Adam West.
Me.
I would have
Rollo, Adam West is apparently a notorious pants man. Okay, he was.
Yeah. What's wrong with that? Yeah. So are you? You're a bit of a pants man.
No, not anymore. I'm telling you now. I've retired. Mm-hmm. Completely retired.
He was a true pants man. Yeah.
Yeah. Apparently so.
Mm-hmm.
And Robin, who was played by
Burt Ward. Yeah.
But isn't it weird that Batman Ward was Burt Ward? Because that was what you called Batman's understudy was a ward back in the day. You called it a ward. Mm. And Burt Ward was Batman's.
Do you remember the original? It was Lyle Wagner was going to be Batman. And
so Lyle Wagner ended up as Wonder Woman's offsider.
That's right. Yeah, you know it.
Linda, not Curtis, but Linda.
Wonder Woman. Yeah, Linda. Yeah.
Linda.
She was I'll think of it. Oh.
Linda.
Where she swung around and she had that lasso.
Huge tits. And
then. She's still with it. And she still looks good.
And she still looks fantastic. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Same with. Jeannie is still alive.
Oh, yeah. Barbara Eden. Yeah. Yeah. She's 92, 93. Yeah.
Montgomery died in 80.
He died a little bit.
In 1988 or thereabouts.
But no, 95.
Barbara Eden.
Yeah. I think she was a little bit pissed off with the world.
Mysteriously died.
Mm.
I would say that.
No. She doesn't.
You know what I love? You know, when they brought the
Samantha
old...
from Bewitched.
Yeah, okay. Samantha.
Samantha, you know, right?
Yeah.
She narrated a movie called the what was it called? It was about that fake war the Americans did on some island.
Yeah, I saw it. Yeah,
it was called the something conspiracy or whatever it was. She narrated this movie.
Yeah, Elizabeth Montgomery. Yeah,
yeah.
It was one of the last things that she did. A lot of people do.
But she got an Oscar. She got an Oscar for best documentary for that role, and then she died about, you know, 6 months afterwards. Her father was Robert Montgomery, famous film director. She was absolutely beautiful. Like her face.
At least she got an easy time. All she had to do was, winkle her nose.
But she couldn't.
Her father said, "Don't go into this." This
really?
Yeah. Elizabeth Montgomery's father said, "Don't."
Sam. It was Paul Lind.
Sam, what are you doing?
I thought he was funny.
He is always doing the gay thing.
Yeah, I didn't realize that his whole shtick was being a over the top gay, just like Charles Nelson Reilly.
Oh my goodness,
Charles Nelson Reilly.
He was awesome in. Now, what was it? Lidsville.
It was one of the shows.
No, there was a Canadian production in 69 with Hope Lange. It was called The Ghost.
The Ghost of Mrs. Muir. Was that a
Canadian
real estate agent.
Yeah, exactly. Where you had Edward Mulhair and
Edward Mulhair was so good as the
guy. My mother wanted, everyone wanted to sleep with that guy, you know, with it. And then when he took his beard off for Knight Rider, no one loved him. Yeah,
I never knew that. Was that him doing Knight Rider's?
That was the same guy. Yeah, he took his beard off. Yeah.
That wasn't Knight Rider's voice. The car.
No, he was the guy.
Can I tell you when I was working? Now I have to tell you this. 5 minutes from where I am right now, Avalon Beach, Baywatch was Australian Baywatch with David Hasselhoff. And a whole lot of Americans came over here to do an Australian version of Baywatch. And David Hasselhoff would roam around set with a pocket full of autographed pictures of himself, waiting for people to say, hi, wave to them so I could run over. And I remember, so I rang my mother up while I was doing it. I was standing right behind him. And I said, guess who I'm standing behind, Mum? And she said, because she was absolutely over the top hot for Schnapper from The Young and the Restless. Young and the Restless? Yeah. Young and the Restless. And she said, where are you? And I said, I'm standing right behind Schnapper. And she goes, you're not. And I said, yes, I am, Mum. It was like the whole lot of her life. Her son's behind Schnapper. The Young and
Where's my piano?
It's in your. It's in your end room in the back of your house where you're not allowed to visit because the Indians might get upset.
Is that the truth?
That's the truth. Yeah,
you've lived a fun life. That's so much fun.
I can remember being a 10-year-old or whatever, and watching my mother watching Young and the Restless, and the guy that she thought was the hottest was David Hasselhoff, guaranteed. Yeah, and there's me standing right behind him, and he's handing out all these. He tried to give me one. And I was like, please. I don't really. I should have got one, though. I could have sold it these days.
Yeah, that's the thing, isn't it? You always think, all right, yeah.
Like the last thing I wanted was a picture.
But the thing is, I think the memory is exactly what you want. Like I see all these people on YouTube, and they've got all their, all that stuff behind them, everything. But that can be taken from you in 1 second.
Exactly. I've got no evidence.
Yeah. And my innocence could be taken from me in 1 second.
You could have a police stick their finger up your.
Look, we don't have to get through it again, but understand.
We could, yeah.
Yeah, but you understand. You could take my house in 1 second. Maybe an earthquake could take everything.
Hey, we've had Rollo. Speaking of which, we've had two big earthquakes in Musselbrook. Two.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you.
My wife came downstairs and she said, did you feel that? I go, I didn't feel shit because I was drunk. I was lying on the couch. I didn't feel shit. Drunk. She comes downstairs and goes, do you feel that? I go, And the dog there looking around going, what the fuck was that? Yeah, there was a whole bunch.
Rosie,
I did not feel shit.
Well, we've had 2 5-point something or others.
One of my favorite stories is when the plane where the guy's fucking. He's had so much to drink. He's in the back. He's had so much to drink. He's not in charge of the plane.
Which movie?
This is a real story where.
Oh, okay.
They flew through a whole plume of volcanic ash.
Oh, okay.
Volcanic ash. And when these Rolls Royce engines don't work without oxygen or so the whole fucking thing is gone and they're going we're fucked.
Yeah.
It was about 1970.
Forget about then. I'm talking about real earthquakes in Musselbrook right now. In the last 2 weeks. Yeah.
When I was in 1989, I felt the earthquake. You know, when Doc Neeson did the whole thing for Newcastle, because Newcastle, we got a lot of people got smashed. Really? I think about 10 or 20 people got. Yeah, when the whole bloody Newcastle workers got it went straight down. Yeah, it was crazy, and I never got to see that or have a part of that.
I'll tell you the weird thing is, when you were when the Newcastle earthquake went off, I was only about 5 minutes from where you were. You're in Des Moines, Westpac.
I was just across
the Iron Cove Bridge in Sydney. The weather is. I can hear Rosie. Tell Rosie to shut the fuck up, I'm just joking.
Well, what do you want me to do with her?
No, I'm joking.
Do you want me to John Wick? Do you want to John Wick?
John Wick will come and get you. There you go. You know that. Keanu will turn 60 the next few days, and I'll turn 60 3 days after him. We were the same exact age. I should have said that to him when I was standing around next to him. I should have said, yeah. You've got the same birthday within 3 days.
My favorite story of yours was just everybody just with that camera shot, and everybody and you were in charge of the whole fucking everybody.
I was in charge of nothing. I was just there doing stuff.
Yeah,
and I looked the part.
And you just said, "Everybody, just stay in right now. We want Sydney to look empty." Right, here we go. We got the helicopter shot.
Yep.
This is all we want. Yeah, just do it.
And now, everybody, nowadays they use CGI to mimic the entire.
Yeah, I know. You didn't even know what bloody movie you were working on. But yeah, you were just doing your job. Yeah, that's okay. Look, Carrie Ann Moss is
sexy.
Look at, she's a sex beast, but she look at her in. But that wonderful, the Wachowski, that thing that they that bloody, what's
which
it called?
Movie, Rolly? Come on.
I'm just talking about when she jumped up and does the splits.
Oh yeah, that's
and then right. it's called Bullet Time, right?
Bullet Time, yep.
Yeah, where they had how many cameras? And
I think
you worked on a movie where Bullet Time is just like everybody just couldn't believe. No one could believe Bullet Time. When they brought that to the studio, like you could see and my God, and you know, there's a little bit of, you know, where what was it when they put the Hugo Weaving puts on Keanu's lips, you know, if you can't talk, because Hugo Weaving is such a good actor, where he goes,
how come that guy keeps popping up in big movies? I keep saying these about Sam Neill, Hugo Weaving.
Yeah.
If you look Sam Neill movies have been on. I'm saying Sam Neill's movies. Box office takings, and I'm talking about the Stephen King's dinosaur movies, that, you know, the whatever those movies were, plus the what else has Sam Neill appeared in? Some big movies.
But yeah,
he's been in all of those movies.
Well, the first time I saw him. It was a movie called Body Line. It was just a TV. Yeah. It was a little TV show called about cricket. That's right. He was the baddest of bad guys. You wanted to kill that guy, and that's what you want. I'm going to cast you as the bad guy in Galaxy Quest 2. That's why you're going to be good guy and bad guy.
As long as I get a scene with Amber Heard, I don't care if I'm the bad guy.
And there's another girl that I've already written in for. Yeah.
Who?
Amber Heard. You get Amber Heard, but there's a lovely other girl.
This is interesting, Rollo, because I'm keen to find out who.
Well, I will tell you when you need to know.
It's almost like when we lost.
You know who we lost today? The big voice of
yesterday.
Yesterday, I
am your father.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Mm. What's his name? Alex Haley. No, sorry, James. Alex. No.
James.
James L. Jones.
Yeah.
James L. Jones.
Yeah, but the big guy was David Prowse.
David
Prowse. He didn't quite have the voice. And George Lucas went.
No, you can't.
But he, when he took Princess Leia, and said, take her away. And then you put his voice over the top. It just made.
Oh yeah.
Star Wars, and a lot of people don't understand
Alex Haley was the guy that wrote the book Roots, right? And it starred James L. Jones. He narrated. Kunta Kinte.
Mm-hmm.
And Torbear, you're listening to.
Rick and Roll.
No matter what you say,
you're listening to another conversation.
Or your preoccupation
on truthmeets.com.
You can practice every day.
And now on with the conversation.
The art of conversation.
You're listening to Rick and Rollo, and what a great platform Bellaset set up.
It is. Thank you.
You may not hear this for 2 weeks, or at least a week, but
you may not. So you were talking about this lovely book. Where is it?
Thank you, Rick.
He's still there.
Thank you, Rick.
Can you give us some lightsabers? Give us some lightsabers. Like, whoa.
Lightsabers?
Whoa. Yeah. Whoa. Before we get back to it.
That's really difficult to do. Just
else. No, not for our super duper producer. We can do it. Whoa.
Well, he can. Oh, I can't. He can.
Greatest
single producer since George Miller. I'll say the new movie director.
What about the best of his voice? He had a great voice, didn't he, James L. Jones?
Luke, I am your father.
Should we do a best of?
Could possibly do that. Is it Luke, I'm your father, or Noah? What can he find?
There we go. Let's have a look.
Just like the old days.
Oh, yeah. Rick and Rollo. No, it wasn't. It was called the Fart. F-A-R-T, the fakeologist Australian
round table.
Yeah, that's it. That's what we were here.
It is useless to resist. Don't let yourself be destroyed as Obi-Wan did. There is no escape. Don't make me destroy you. Luke, you do not yet realize your importance. You have only begun to discover your power. Join me now, and I will complete your training. With our combined strength, we can end this destructive conflict and bring order to the galaxy.
I'll never join you!
If you only knew the power of the dark side, Obi-Wan never told you what happened to your father.
He told me enough. He told me you killed him.
No. I am your father.
It's not true. That's impossible.
Search your feelings. You know it to be true.
No!
can destroy the Emperor. He has foreseen this. It is your destiny. Join me, and together we can rule the galaxy as father and son.
He knew that at the end of the day, if you understand how the Force works, where the Force be with you,
I'm going to tell you now. I'll give you the bad news. I do believe Emperor Palpatine and all them, they were actually the good guys, and you were given the bullshit thing with Star Wars.
That's what I've heard.
I reckon the Rebels are actually the bad guys. The Rebels, Luke Skywalker and his crew are the bad guys.
Well,
I'm sorry.
We can have a little fun topic about that. But honestly, there's just good and evil. That's it. That's what fucking George Lucas said. There's just good and evil. Mm. But that's just it. Good and evil. It's like
Speaking of good and evil, I saw a great photo today of the guys from our favourite band.
What band?
Sleeping Mode.
I love Sleeping Mode.
Mm. But they're hanging around with Amy Taylor from Amy and the Sniffers.
Isn't she the
mate? Oh, she is gorgeous because she's just being honest, you know, putting on that voice.
What was their first big hit? The first big hit was "Some Mutts Can't Be Muzzled."
Some Mutts Can't Be Muzzled.
That was their first big hit.
She and her mate have done really well.
Oh my God.
They're doing extremely well. I have to say that, Rollo.
I'll
give you that. Yeah. They're doing massive concerts in England and Europe and America. And
what's your favorite, Amy and the Mutts? I think some Mutts can't be muzzled. No, my favorite one is where they're in the what's
can't
it
get
called?
The security.
Security. Can you let me in your pub? All right, here we go. Let's ask Millicent. Can we hear security? Will you let me in your pub? Fat cunt. Yeah, was it? They're a little bit of a punk band, aren't they? They're a bit
big time. Big time.
Yeah, here we go.
No, you can't just ask for things like that. Security.
Security, will you let me in your pub?
Enough. I like that song because it's too. Having done door work before, a drunk imbecile like her carrying on like that. You know, are you going to let them in? No. But I like some.
You remember a lovely Chrissy Amphlett? Like, would you let her in?
When she was younger and more attractive.
Yeah.
When she was old, no.
She would touch herself. She probably touch you.
She probably would.
I know. It's we'll have our fantasies, don't we? Yeah.
Well, I got to meet her one night, and I was like terrified of her.
Yeah. I got to meet. Here we go.
Oh, sure.
Security, will you let me in your pub? I'm not looking for trouble. I'm looking for love. I'm not looking for harm. I'm looking for love. Will you let me in your heart? Let me in your pub.
Security, I got kicked out
and walked the streets. You know, I'd find someone, and you know what they would do? They'd give me some cocaine. Next thing you know, you wake up naked with God knows in somebody's house. Who the fuck house am I in? I can't talk too loud because my wife hates me. I have to whisper.
Have you ever done Dusk Till Dawn? That's the most awesome. Thank you, Bella. Dusk Till Dawn. Have you ever, like, when you're working, like, as a sort of, like, you know, have you ever done the midnight shift on radio?
No.
Where no one's listening.
How do you know?
I know I'm listening, but there you go. Look, let's give a big the Amel and the Sniffers and
Velocet.
Because we got the super. Now, what's it called? The super producer with a Medusa.
Super duper producer with a Medusa.
Super duper with a producer. That's right. Yeah. So again,
I honestly, you've had two goon bags of cheap cooking wine from China.
That's what's fantastic. Wrong with that? What's wrong with two Nothing's cheap goon bags? Yeah, exactly.
Nothing's wrong with it. I've got the Bortley cross between.
There you go.
I'm doing the same thing.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing wrong with
it. When you got on that train time with the guy that worked with AC/DC.
No, Rollo. I don't know where you
That was unbelievable.
He is a film. He's been the film industry with George Miller. From
crazy.
And he's good friends with him. But why I like him, because he always knows all about what Russell Crowe's up to. Because apparently Russell Crowe set up a massive film studio in Coffs Harbour. I nearly killed myself then sitting down on a paint barrel. Russell Crowe's set up a huge studio in Coffs Harbour. Some people that wanted to get in the acting industry.
Good luck to him. Good luck to them. He's New Zealand.
Originally.
Yeah, because you're in New Zealand, yeah.
Oh, shush, please. But, you know, apparently Courtney Love
came over
and she went to a private school in New Zealand for about a year. And yeah, I know Russell Crowe went to a very exclusive public school in public school, whatever they call it, in New Zealand.
Okay.
But I'll tell you this, Rollo, the thing that baffles me the most.
What?
A friend of mine, my best friend growing up in New Zealand, his neighbour, who's his older sister used to go out with, was made to go to a boarding school in New Zealand called King's College. And I remember looking at the yearbook when he had a yearbook. He disappeared and gone wherever he went. In the yearbook, every single band that became famous in New Zealand all went to the same college, every single one of them. I'm talking about Split Ends, Citizen Band, they all were in the same pictures, Dave Dobbin, Dee Dee Smash, whatever, the dudes. They're all at the same college, every single one of them. I mean, what are the entire big thing in New Zealand? We're all going to the same public school. I'm telling you, there's a there.
Whoever the teacher was.
Well, not the teachers. The fact that everyone in his yearbook were all famous New Zealand musicians. So I'm talking about the guys that became from Split Ends to Crowded House.
Yeah.
The Crowded House guys. Or they're all in the same school. Same exact school. Now, I'm telling you, that's suspicious.
It's about teachers. If you teach music, okay. Mm. All right, here we go. Now, press these keys.
Let's talk about your brother. Your brother's a famous skier. Well, I mean, teachers.
That's it. Yeah, absolutely.
Is there a there with that? You know, look, because he taught, what's his name, from...
When I saw he said he took me up there and I saw a goddamn slope and I
he did it.
He said, yeah, of course I did. Yeah, whatever doesn't kill you, can whatever doesn't kill you.
No, but he taught the kids of
he does. Yeah.
The last of the
look, he slept with Kylie Minogue.
What was the name of the actor from Last of the Mohicans? British actor.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Give me a moment. Wait till my fucking. I've had a few fucking drinks.
British actor who. On the side,
he's fine. He's like he doesn't do that many movies.
Well, I know he doesn't because he's such a good actor.
But his name's Daniel Day.
Daniel Day-Lewis.
My brother just texted me right there. He's listening to us.
No.
Yeah. He is.
Anyone, why wouldn't you be listening to the truthmeets.com Rick and Rollo show and the impromptu Wednesday night 9/11 show?
Get fuck Rollo if you want to. Get fuck Rollo. Get fuck Rollo. That's probably a new thing, isn't it? Get fucked, Roller.
Why not? You get fucked, Roller.
Yeah. He was just loved teaching the kids how to ski. You know, what's it called? French fries.
But Roller, I've met your brother, and he's a pretty amazing. Pretty.
Oh,
amazing.
He's awesome. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, anyone who's slept with Kylie Minogue, it's pretty awesome. I just gave him a high five at that.
I think so. I think so. Anyway, this has been a fantastic impromptu Rick and Rollo. And with this Rollo,
what is going on today is it is 9/11.
Yes.
And we are, I'm not sure if my friend is, I think
mad?
I think he should win the election, but. Can you do
this is Klaus Fulton, the very good.
Okay. Hey, Klaus.
I'm back again. Ike doesn't like me talking to you. He gets very jealous. That's Cheelous. He gets jealous of us talking to each other. Because
I've never understood jealousy.
No, but it needs to wait, because I'm so upset about my partner, so sick after the vaccinated children got put into the pond.
All right. The black helicopters. All right.
But Rollo, the reason I can travel about the place is because I own black helicopter. Be told 100%.
Well, the thing is, I'm pretty good helicopter pilot as well. And
but are you lying? Because I'm telling you now, the last person I would get up, you can play the piano, but I would not trust you in a helicopter. I just have to tell you that. Be told 100%.
Yeah. Okay. So with the piano, piano pit. What's it called? Piranha pit?
Piranha pit, yeah. I own
vinyl. Why do you want to put people in?
Well, because Rolo, when they come knocking at my...
Here we go. Bring and roll.
I can roll.
No matter what your age,
you're listening to Conversation.
Or your affiliation.
On truthmeets.com.
Let yourself engage.
And now, back to the conversation.
In the art of conversation.
Oh, yeah. You're listening to Rick and Rollo. Rick and Rollo, and you just heard these sexy voices.
Yeah, Where did Klaus go? Where did Klaus go?
No, I thought
he was here.
Yes.
No.
I said, can you come over here, please?
Hang on.
Klaus.
Rollo, I'm back again. Yes.
Okay. So what's going on? What's going on with the WF? Shut up. I'm the boss.
Tonight
now I got kicked off of Twitter for saying yeah, you listen closely, Klaus. I said
you'll be listening. Yeah.
You listen closely. Now you listen closely, cunt. Now I said Castrudo, you know who Castrudo is?
Yeah, Roro, the youth
no.
is either.
Now, Roro, there you go. Roro, you're right. You
He's going into the pit.
I'm the boss. I'm the boss. Okay. So my name is Rollo. Lord Rollo.
I love it.
Yes, now shut up.
The fuck.
I'm the boss. And now you remember who the boss is. If you want a Bond villa,
the greatest Bond villa. Yeah, be told.
Hey, you listen. Well,
okay, Roro.
Because I'm gonna put you in that goddamn piranha pit if you fucking say one more word. My name is Lord Rollo.
Yeah.
And see this guy dangling over there. That's you.
I am Rollo. I am your father. Rollo.
I don't care.
Rollo. I am your father. Whatever.
I'm the boss. I'm the boss. Now, just keep quiet. And you know what? The piranhas.
Whatever.
I've already told them to like you. So I'm going to gently lower you down. Here, there you go. You're going down into the front of it. And the thing is, I've already taught those piranhas
to dance.
There you go. Now, what's your last word before you?
Well, I will have to say this. It's been wonderful
wonderful, that's V-U-N-D-U-L-L, to speak to you. And Savella said to be doing some producing on the wonderful, on Wednesday overall. This is Wednesday, that's V-E-N-Z-D-A-Y. No one is doing shows on Wednesdays. And we just did one, be told. So I will be going. That's
lower a bit more.
What are you on about? I'm the
bad guy.
It's Rollo.
You're the good guy.
Oh, no, I am the good guy. Anyway, Rollo, this has been a wonderful Wednesday 9/11 show on the Truth Meets. It's TROOFMEATS. It's a new butchery, Truth Meets. Be told, 100%. You're laughing away. I don't know why, but you are, but whatever. Rollo, you sound like you're trying to be the bad guy. I'm the bad guy. Shut up.
You are the good guy.
I'm the good guy. Anyway, Rollo, I will say good. G-U-T-T. B-I-E. Goodbye. You can keep laughing away, but you're wasting your time.
Oh, you got out yet.
I will give you.
You want to be? No way. Yeah.
Good night, Roro. I love you.
All right. Okay.